Yo, what's going on, everybody? It is your man, Mr. Music. You're now tuning in with MNTC Radio. Y'all know what it is, man. A station designed to keep your mind. Brought to you by iHeartRadio, the largest radio app in the whole world, man. We got a special guest in the building, my man, Don D. How you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. How you feeling? How you feeling?
Man, I can't complain, bro. We still living, B. We still living.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the name Don D, and you down there in the South.
Yeah.
In the country.
I know,
country,
right?
As we call it, right? What, yeah, yeah. How is it down there right there for artists that's trying to make it, man?
Oh man, it depends on like what you trying to do as an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're trying to be local, I say stay in the city. But if you really trying to get on, you gotta go out. But I mean you can make it work for you, you know, in both areas. So that's what I've done.
So up here in the Minnesota, Chicago, Midwest area, we assume that y'all so united down in the South as far as the music. Is that a myth? I mean, that's, bro, this is what we assume. They down here in Alabama, in Florida, in Miami, they all together. Is that truth or is that myth?
I mean, it depends on where you at. Like down here in the city, I mean, we somewhat united. You know, we're not like Chicago and Atlanta that's like together like that, but we do got our own thing going on. Oh, I mean, we working hard to try to make that more possible.
That's definitely dope. Now, how did you get your start, man?
Oh, man, I've been doing music for a long time. I started off in 2013, but I've been in the studio my entire life. So it's like growing up in a studio, my pops, he did music a long time ago. So he brought me up in that. So it's like I've been doing this for a long time. So I officially decided to get my own career started in 2013. And I started out, my first song was Stress Free. And so I took it from there, being not only a rapper, but also a singer and a little bit of producing. And I just made it work for me, made my own sound and everything.
Now, what was that like first starting? Because the first time I was in the studio, I couldn't stand my voice. I was perspirating. I needed water. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, when you first get on the mic, like you said, when you first get on the mic and you hear yourself, you be nervous. But I mean, after a while, if this is something you're really passionate about doing, you're just going to do it. You know, like almost like with Nike, don't do it. You
know what I mean? No, that makes sense. And one thing I like is you said the word passion. Yeah. This is just me, not to sound negative towards people out there in the world, but I feel like a lot of people be scared to tap into their passion or just like even that they're capable of great things. Where does your passion come from with the music? Do you feel like it's straight in your veins or you came out the womb with a love for music or is it like a mix of you like finding the skill from your dad?
Shit, I was born with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shout out to my folks and everything, you feel me? But it's like, oh man, no matter what I've been through and everything that I've dealt with, music has always been a part of me. I could just be in the mall or somewhere and it's like a song or something just comes to me. You feel me? Like I get most of it. My experiences is what really lead to me writing music.
How you fighting a writer's block?
Oh man.
or you gonna say you don't get it?
You know, I'm gonna say this. I really don't get a writer's block. You know, most of the time I'm able to just write, but sometimes it be so much going on to the point where I have to put the pen down for a second to handle this.
Okay, that makes sense.
Get right back to it, you know. But I make it work.
Now, we was in a pandemic for a while and starting back up, man. That gave us a lot of time to sit down, think about things. Some people pushed harder with the music. Some people had no studio access. Some people had more access. How did it work out for you during that time, man, leading up to now?
I mean, it worked out great for me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It worked out great for me. I mean, while everybody, we was all locked down, that gave me a chance to really sit down and just work on music. Like, I started writing again. You know what I'm saying? Before then, I was writing a little bit, but I really started writing a lot when everybody was on lockdown. And so that's how I was able to put together my project, Kimmy Will Love. Because really, like there's a track on that project called Love, right? It's an R&B joint. But I wrote that back in 2014. I forgot.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that, B. I got that Love part two.
Yeah. That Love 2.0. That came right after that Love. So when I stepped back into the booth to work on Love, it was like a new experience. I wrote the song 5 years early, but I forgot all the words. I I lost all the lyrics. That was just straight out the dome.
That's crazy, man. So what was your mind frame? The lyrics, they tell a story, man. What was that based off of, man? What was going on?
Oh, man, love, basically, it was like a love story. You know what I'm saying? Like, how I feel about a beautiful woman. You know what I mean? Like, even when I stepped into the booth, stepped into the studio, and I was working with my producers and stuff, like, we played the beat at least about 10 times. And after that 10th and final time, I was able to put it together in nicely. Like, basically, it's about a beautiful woman. And, you know, there's a lot of beautiful women in the world, you feel me? And then basically, like, just having a very romantic, passionate time with her. You know what I'm saying? Y'all having a good time and doing good vibes, you know? This project from Kimmy with Love is about good times and good vibes.
No, I think that's important because in our culture right now, I feel like a lot of the music, man, on the rapping and singing side nowadays, it ain't really no romance no more. It ain't really about treating the woman right or having a good time. It's about, like, sometimes having a good time by putting her down, you know what I mean?
True. I mean, we I think everybody like ratchet shit, you feel me? But I mean, at the end of the day, women do like to be made love to, and you know what I'm saying? And women do like to be called beautiful and shit. So being able to blend both worlds so that way everybody get a taste and everybody get a chance to enjoy themselves.
Now, I got to ask you, B, were you born in Alabama?
Oh, yeah, I was born down there, but it's like my fam, like my mom's from Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
My pops from here. So it's like that shit blended perfect.
Which place do you feel more affected your music style and just who you are as a person?
I want to say both places, but if I was to pick one, I must say Cincinnati. For real, I'm gonna stay up north. For real. I've gotten a lot of love from like other places. I get love here in the city, but it's like when people hear I didn't know people when I dropped my project. I didn't know people like in London was listening to that shit, and they fuck with that project hard. Give me with love. And I was like, damn, I ain't know people really vibe with me like that, but they did. You know what I'm saying? So it's like people here, they roll with it. They love it. But it's like it touched so many people in the world. So I'm just glad to be a part of that.
Now, speaking of vibing, who are you listening to as far as other artists? Or like, you know, some artists, they don't listen to other artists. Like, do you listen to other artists or are you in your own shell? Some people's like that, believe it or not.
You're right about that. I mean, I listen to everybody. I mean, I feel like it's some good music from everybody. And that's how I'm able to put together my project, you know. Sometimes I might just put on a country song or a pop hit or something and just listen. I'm listening. Sometimes I'm not even listening to the beat. I mean, listening to the words. I'm listening to the beat. You know what I'm saying? And the melody and trying to see what I'm going to do with my project or something. Like somebody might bring a song to me and I'm like, okay, cool. I heard this in this other song. So what if we put just a little bit of that in this song? You know, it may be, I'm very good at, I might hear a melody, right?
Yeah.
And I would sing that melody, you know what I'm saying? Or I would produce that melody in a way where I might stretch it a little bit and add that flavor into another song, you know what I'm saying? And make it great. So I'm really good at that. But yeah, I'm listening to a lot of artists. A couple of artists I could say I'm listening to is like Drake, Kanye. That new Kendrick just dropped. I really like that project. Some people don't like it, but I fucks with it.
Yeah, can't everybody like everything, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Now, something I like about your music, man, you're really good at blending styles. And in my opinion, man, you from up north and down south. That makes you different. But what do you feel makes your music the most different from all other artists?
That's a good question. I want to say what make my music different from other artists is self-support. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of wonderful artists out here, but some of the music, sometimes we get so caught up in the beat, and including myself, that you miss the story. By the time you go back and listen to the song again, it's like, yo, what the fuck are we talking about? You know? none of the shit added up. Like I didn't learn anything. I don't know what the fuck we could be. You feel me? So what makes my music different from everybody else? Each project I put out is a story. So like I dropped Freedom First, So freedom equals Kemet. And like my next project is gonna be finally home. So Kemet equals that. You get what I'm saying? So it's like a long story, you know what I'm saying? Fairy tale. You feel me?
No, that's dope. It seems like it's almost like it's a series, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, that's my goal. But I'm not only just talking about myself, I'm talking about us. You know, we as people. Like, I don't want to just tell a story that's just only talking about me. I want to tell a story that, okay, we can all relate to. Like, this is what I'm going through. But guess what? You can also relate to that.
No, that makes sense. And just going back to what we were saying a second ago, you were saying how, like, this music being released that might get traction. But, I mean, it has no story. It just makes no sense. It instantly took me back to like 27, 2018 when that Panda song came out with Designer. I'm like, okay, the song sound cool, the beat is good, but nigga, what are you fucking talking about?
You're right. I mean, I love Panda. You're right. But I can't tell you what the hell Panda was talking about. I'm like, for real, it's a lot of songs that I love. But when you rewind it, it's like, bro, I don't know what to. And look, just, you know, pass me a drink.
Right.
Pass me a drink. But that shit really hit home at like around, like, let's say, okay, cool. It's 10:40 my time, right?
Yeah.
That shit really hit home around 2, 3, 4 o'clock. You up late, right? You
might be
cruising or vibing with some people. And you might got a lot on your brain. And it's like, shit, you trying to hear some deep shit. You trying to hear some shit that's going to really take you there. Take you to
sleep. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So. I want to make music for them people that really be up like that. Like, we really up. We either working on something, whatever the case may be, you feel me? But it's like around that time, it's like 2, 3, 4 o'clock. That's when you get your greatest ideas. So even if you're not dealing with a problem, it could be some good shit going on. You can still vibe to it.
No, that definitely makes sense. And I definitely learned by being around artists, you know, 12 a.m. to about 5 a.m., it's a lot of creativity that's cooking, B.
Hell yeah. I try to make music for those times, you know, not only just those times, but specifically for those times. Because that's when a lot of us be up. You know, the Spotify playlist is playing and you like, dude, you smoking, you drink, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you just vibing, you know? So hell yeah, that's where I get my inspiration from.
Now on the producer tip, who you been rocking with?
Oh man. It's a lot of great. I have a lot of love for Mike Dean. Beethoven. I fuck with Zay. Zay, one thing that really, really got my attention with him was like he started out in church, you feel me? And, you know, and he transitioned and making beats. And he used everything he learned there, playing the keyboard, organ, all of that. And he created his own style. I can relate to that a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been on both sides, you feel me? And, I decided to take what I learned, you know what I'm saying, there, you feel me, and add it to the music and everything because you want to make music that touches the soul, you know what I'm saying? So if you're able to blend both styles, why not? So I fuss with Beethoven. I fuss with Mike Dean. Southside, I like Southside.
Yeah, Southside is underrated in my opinion.
Yeah, I like Southside. He really be having some bangers for real. So it's a lot of talented producers and including myself. So shout out to all the producers out there.
No doubt. Now you down there in Alabama, you ain't too far from Mississippi. You ain't too far from Atlanta, North Carolina, Florida. You've been branching out there as well?
Yeah. Like I tried my best. I went on a 20-city tour like 2-3 years ago.
Oh shit.
Branching all around the Southeast. You know what I'm saying? I'm making my business to network with people because your network don't equal your network. You know what I'm saying? And you can't do business in this world if you're not cool with people. You know what I'm saying? Now, people that really want to work hard. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, do me a favor. Cause a lot of these young artists, man, what you just said right there, I feel that's free game on a platter. Can you just let these young artists that be tuning in, man, let them know why networking is so important when you're an artist, whether you're an artist that's been in there for a while or new?
Oh, man. So basically, as a new artist or a new producer, you want to make sure that you reach as many people as possible. You never know who or who know what door. You feel me? It's not just about getting in the studio and recording music. You know, it's a business side of it. You feel me? And a lot of artists don't know that. A lot of producers don't know. It's a business side of it. You feel me? So you want to make sure that you get your name out there. You know, excuse me. Even if it's an open mic, or what? The open mic might include some top producers or A&Rs there. You know what I'm saying? Some people discredit the opportunity based off what it is. I realize the opportunity is your doorway and your gateway to the next level.
It might be only 10 people in that room, but one of them might be the one that's at a label for all you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
A lot of people, man, and thanks for just shedding light on that, because a lot of artists that I run into, especially the young teenage artists, when I talk about network, it's like talking about science class to a bunch of kids or something, man. Like, they be like, no, man, I just got to put my music is hot. I'm like, releasing your music is just the beginning of it, brother.
That's 10%. That ain't even the whole pie. You know what I'm saying? And I've worked with different artists myself. You know, that wasn't so long for me to put my own shit out. It's because I didn't call myself working with different artists. And I got to the point where I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm going to just work on my shit. Because it's like, some artists, you know what I'm saying, you work with it, and you're like, you tell them, look, you do this, and you do that, and you do that. And it's like, they don't want to listen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, since you don't think what I'm telling you work, then I'm going to go do it. But you can see it work. You know, and no reason for me to tell you that, okay, Future doing this or somebody else doing this. Let me show you what I'm telling you is the truth.
The mimickers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So now people can't do nothing but respect. You feel me? Because it's like I know, you know, from my experience of what I've been taught, you know, what I've learned through the years, you know, making music is only 10% part of it. The other 90% is business. You really gotta know people. Like you gotta put some work in. But if you put the work in, you can do it.
That's definitely no cap. Now you've been on tour. Yeah. You were in the studio since a young age.
Yeah.
And you still release some music at a quality rate, man. How do you stay hungry and passionate about this, man?
Well, I mean,
I feel like when people don't make it big right away. Yeah. They just give up, or they blame it on their manager, or they blame it on whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean my thing, and I've been there. You feel me? I love interviews. You know what I'm saying? I love these conversations. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate this opportunity because I've been on both sides of the scale. You know what I'm saying? It was the time I wanted to stop making music. It wasn't so much that I wasn't making it. It was the simple fact that I was trying to help other people get on. I was giving them the game. I'm focused on everybody else, helping them do their shit. I'm not even focused on my own shit. You know what I'm saying? And they not listening. And that shit really almost burnt me the fuck out. COVID gave me an opportunity to sit the fuck down and work on my own.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? So where other people was like, oh man, COVID. And hey, I don't want to sound wrong in saying it. And rest in peace to everybody that, you know, lost people in COVID. I did too. For real, for never, you never want to forget them. But I'm thankful COVID happened because it sat me the fuck down and it gave me an opportunity to work on my own shit. You know what I'm saying? And put me in a position where, look, I'm good now. You feel me? I'm good now. You know what I'm saying? Like, things that I thought I had like 2-3 years ago, we on track. We doing something. We working. So opportunities and doors are open for me, and continuing to work open for me. Now that I have decided to take the selfish approach and work on my own shit and give the people what they deserve, which is beautiful art.
Nah, I definitely respect that, because a lot of people, man, during COVID, they use it as a shutdown to shut themselves down instead of flourishing more. So, like I say, if you're able to make, you know, lemonade out of lemons. Like that's more power to you, B. You know what I mean?
Yeah, appreciate it. Love, for real.
Now we had our 20-minute mark. I mean, that went by so fast, man. Like there was no stop, no nothing. Yo, that was crazy. Yeah. Now let people know, man, how can they find your music, be the DSPs and YouTube and all that, and how they can follow you on social media, B.
Most definitely. All right. Well, my artist name, I'm Don DeWine. You can find me on Instagram. Tayson Parrell, TaySonParrell. Follow me on there. On Facebook at Don D, DAWN, space, DE. And you can find me on all music streaming websites, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Don DeWan, DAWNDE, the number one. Hey, let's enjoy the music, enjoy the vibe.
Hey, Don DeWan, definitely got to appreciate your time, man. You got something about your energy along with your music, man. It's just, it's refreshing, man. It's like, it's not like this cocky bravado. It's like, yeah. I just think you're authentic about who you are, you know what I mean? I appreciate that, B.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for this amazing opportunity.